call is now being recorded.
It is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the show. I try to keep it fun and interesting and light-hearted because there's nothing worse than a show that's heavy-hearted. I do this for you, my friends, my fans, my followers, my countrymen, my family. Today on the show, we have a fabulous, fabulous guest. This girl is beautiful. Welcome to the show. For the first time ever, my good friend guest, Amanda Ellis, model, is on the show today.
Hello. Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh,
hello
God,
to everybody that's tuning in.
How you was doing, my friend?
I'm great. I've been traveling today. I'm in Houston now till Saturday night and just got done exploring a little bit about this city. It's about 112 degrees, it seems, out here, so it's a hot one.
And that 112 degrees is not a reflection on your good looks. That's just what the temperature
is. Oh, no.
But oh, boom.
Yes, and it's pretty humid as well. So my good looks are sweaty and damp right now.
Wow. And so what's going on in Houston? You doing like a big modeling event or a photo shoot or something in Houston?
I am working a medical trade show, so I'm representing American Express.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it should be a 2-day show full of, you know, it's, I guess it's all the CMEs for all the continuing education for the medical field, and should be a pretty good show.
Now, you don't live in Houston, though.
You
travel there from someplace else. So how does that work? So they pay for you, the sponsor or the agency pays for you to travel?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, so it's a couple days a month that I'm able to, you know, kind of do my own thing. I travel quite a bit. I try not to travel away from, I have a 5-year-old son, so I try not to travel away from him too often. So about 4 days a month I get to kind of relax and order breakfast in bed in the morning and, you know, Grubhub. I don't have to worry about anybody else telling me what I need to put on TV at night. It's great.
Wow. That is cool gig, man. So how did you get to the point where you were a starting off novice amateur model to the point where now you're a model that's getting paid to travel? I mean, that's a pro model. You're a professional. You realize that, right?
I'm super, super fortunate. I think the only way that I was able to, get to the place where I am now in my career is by sticking to my word. You know, if I tell somebody I'm going to be there, then I'm there. And, you know, it doesn't matter rain or shine. You got to give it your 100%. It doesn't matter if you were in this state today and that state tomorrow. You know, I kind of started, doing little photo shoots. And then I work for Anheuser-Busch, who I still have worked events for now for 11 years. Then I got picked up, and I was on tour with Rockstar Energy Drink. I was, like, promo girl number one on the Southeast coast. And so I toured in an RV, and that was kind of, you know, pretty good practice of learning impromptu and dealing with, you know, public and awkward, you know, situations where you show up to events that you weren't supposed to be at and Gorilla Market. And, you know, so kind of learned the ins and outs. And because what you are, you know, a model is such an antiquated word in my sense. What we are, we're brand ambassadors, we're marketing. Even now, you know, with social media, you're your own brand. And so you have to make sure that day in and day out you are representing your brand well. Because more people want to see you fail than they want to see you succeed. And that's just in every aspect of reality. So you just have to know that you've got to put your best foot forward, you know, as often, if not always, as you can.
Now, you said more people want to see you fail than want to see you succeed. That's even at this level of success that you're having.
Oh.
You still feel like you have haters that want to see you fail?
Oh, of course.
More than
well, I don't think it's a fail. I think it's they want the job that you get. You know, if there's 10 girls at a casting call and you get the job, they're not like, oh, yeah, I'm so happy for you. They're more like, that girl look, did you see her hair? You know, it's such a competitive, you have to have very thick skin, that's for sure.
I'm agreeing. I've heard that, but I was just curious if that were really the case, because so many times you see two girls bump into each other at the doctor's office, and they don't even know each other that well, but they are like so super nice and like, oh my gosh, girl, you're here, like, that's not really the real girl. That's like the front of the girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a few. Just the way of the world, you know, it's the nature of the beast. Women are very emotionally driven characters, and so even if they're, you know, happy for you, they would be more happy if the shoe were on their foot instead.
Right,
and
right.
They're like, let me have that hair nice. I'm putting that on.
Which technically is not really being happy for you, by the way.
if you're
happy for somebody, but you want their man, that's not really being happy for them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
Like anything, you gotta love everything, but also keep your eyes above, you know, water so you can see what's going on.
Sure. And now that brings up another question too. Speaking of a man, now how do you keep your personal life moving forward and functional while you're flying out of town? I'm sure it's got to create sometimes jealousy issues or some kind of issues. I'm sure it's got to be some issues. Can't have life without issues.
You know, I would say reassurance and keeping things, you know, open and honest. And, you know, I check in throughout the day, and I do my best to, you know, invite, you know, my boyfriend out. He would never come with me to work because it's like beyond his belief. He's like, I do my job, you do yours. But I still call him and let him know. And, you know, we respect each other. And, you know, what I'm doing now is for the greater good of the final product.
Yeah, yeah. And I think communication is important. You know, it's interesting. I was listening to a radio show, ironically, and the guy that was the guest was the guy who managed to create the truce between the Crips and the Bloods in L.A., right? And I know you're going,
wow.
What does this have to do with my... What is
oh, no, I'm all about it.
She's like, I'm down
for
it.
You're on my level now.
Right, exactly. With my low low. So the guy was saying, he made a statement that really stuck with me. He goes, you know, communication is how you avoid conflict. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You hear people talking. That's not going to, what? That's going to create a bunch of drama, arguments, blah, blah, blah. And then the more I thought about what he said really deeply, I was like, you know what? Actually, that's true. Because if you communicate to your boyfriend, like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm going out. I'm doing this shoot. I'm going to be in my lingerie. Or if it's from Walmart, lingerie. And you don't have to worry about it. You know, I'll see you when I get back. There'll be lots of loving and hugging and squeezing, and that's what it is. Then everybody's on the same page. But if you kind of don't tell certain things, like, hey, I called you and you were down at the having dinner with the photographer. How come you didn't tell me you guys were having dinner? Well, because.
Yeah.
Right,
if you act like you're, if you have to sneak around to do something, you shouldn't do it. And that's kind of the way it is. And you can overtalk things. The communication's good, but when you overtalk and you're like, then it becomes your explaining.
Right.
You kind of have to be 100% legit. And I used to, growing up, I have a family. My whole family's from Brooklyn. I'm the first out of Brooklyn, actually. And my mom is pretty much, I can tell her anything still to this day. And if it ever came to the point where I was doing something so bad that I couldn't tell her, which is real, it's got to be bad, then I know I shouldn't be doing it. And if I had to, you know, sneak behind my partner, my friends, anybody's back to do something, in my mind, you already know what you're doing is wrong. You have to make a conscious effort. It goes back to what I first said. You got to make a conscious effort in all aspects because it all reflects back on yourself and your brand.
Yeah, and you know, that brings up a good point. Now, given that if you had to say something bad to your boyfriend, you know, like let's say you didn't want him anymore, you wanted a very popular radio talk show host to be your new boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Would you be able to just say to him, like, hey, listen, Tank, I got to talk to you about something. I'm no longer interested in being your girlfriend. Just that.
Yep. You got to do it straight up.
Wow.
And just pull the Band-Aid off and move on. Because if not, you're wasting your time in there. And who knows, you know, how long we have of, you know, each one of us has. So you have, and I've just said straight up, you're not for me. You've got to go. And it's not anything bad. I know.
Hold on,
you know.
That was such a tender-hearted breakup, Amanda. I love it. You're not for me. Move on. Kick rock, buddy. Kick rock.
Yeah. I've done it. You know, I've been there. I know what I'm looking for. And if it gets to the point where I feel like, this isn't on the path that I'm going,
right.
It's only fair.
Yeah, that's real talk. If people want to find you on the internet, where do they go to find Amanda Ellis? Do you have a website you can tell us about or promote?
I do. I have is www.amandaellisfitness.com. And I've got, of course, I've got all the other social media websites, the Instagram, the Snapchat, the Twitter, and Facebook are all under Amanda Ellis XO.
Now, you mentioned Amanda Ellis Fitness, and we didn't even talk about that. What's up with that? Do you have a fitness line? Are you a fitness competitive model? Like, what's the deal with fitness?
I am a fitness junkie. I'm kind of working behind the scenes on a couple things right now. As far as my brand goes, you know, because I'm an older bikini model. And so it's only natural that, you know, everything that's kept me going for as long as it has, is all based on my diet, my fitness, and my healthy lifestyle. So I'm working on branding and branching off into that realm. I did compete in the Arnold's this year, which, it was my first competition ever. And most people, you know, don't necessarily start there, and I didn't realize how crazy I was for doing that until everybody there told me how crazy I was for letting that be my first time on stage. But I think I'm going to do a second competition in October, but it's going to be locally in Atlanta. And, you know, it just gives me something to drive for. I feel like the world is a better place to work out because it keeps me in a better mood.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Amanda Ellis, I am very impressed with you. You're a really beautiful girl. You get your head on tight. You sound like you're a good mom and a good partner. And that is what it takes to get it started. I mean, if you can't be those basic things, then it's a real problem from there.
I'll start that home.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Amanda Ellis on the show today. Make sure you guys check her out. If you are a photographer and you got some money, give her a call and book her on some work, right? I'm sure she's very busy. She may not even need your call, but call her anyway.
Well, absolutely.
Amanda, thank
you. If I don't get it, just leave a voicemail.
Right, exactly. Siri will call you back. Amanda, thank you for being on the show today. Dorman?
Well, great. Thank you for having me so much, Ace. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks.